Harul vor, iev vor, vo, iev hoc vinser vo. Amen. Today in the Armenian church calendar is known as Red Sunday. This is why, as I said, in Armenian I'm wearing red. All of the church regalia are in red. And as I said, also even my socks are red today. Once I take off my white socks for the altar, I have my red socks on for Red Sunday. And Red Sunday is a symbolism of the new life that we are in Christ after the resurrection. We are called to a life of sacrifice, a life of suffering. Whether we like it or not, as Christians in this world, we are called to suffer. We don't like hearing that. We like hearing the story and the gospel that says, once you accept Christ, everything is easy after that. But Christ has said the complete opposite. Christ says, when you choose to follow me, you will be persecuted. You will suffer. They will take you and they will kill you because of my name. And today we remember that even though we are new in Christ, in the new life, we are going to suffer. Our blood will be spilt, metaphorically and sometimes literally. Today in the epistle, we hear of how Satan does this. He is like a roaring lion searching to devour us. Many years ago, I went to the shore, the beach in New Jersey, with my daughter, Serfugi. And we went to the fair, and we won a doll, a lion doll. And it was this little lion that was very cute, harmless, and lifeless. I think we still have it in the house. And then that same time period, we went to the Fort Worth Zoo. And we went and saw what a real lion looked like. And they are not cute. They are not harmless. They are not lifeless. They are vicious, dangerous, active hunters and predators. They are nothing alike. Satan, though, tries to trick us into believing that he is this little harmless doll of a lion. He says, look, I'm not going to hurt you. Feel how soft my fur is. Come and pet me. I am wonderful. I'm a pussycat. And many people, unfortunately, believe this, and they approach him, and they are tricked, and he devours them in sin. This is why St. Peter says to us, you must always be on guard. Must always be on guard and never let down your guard. Because Satan is a deceiver, a liar, and our adversary. He will do anything and everything to trick us into believing something bad is good and something good is bad. He acts like the little lion doll, but he is not. So often, I love the background. It's good. So often, we pray to God asking that our dreams and our wants and our desires become a reality now, today. And we don't like to wait for those things. But so often, God tells us you have to wait. You need to wait. It's not your time just yet. Yet when we see when Satan approaches us, how does Satan approach us? He says, I will give it to you now. Throughout all the Bible, if we look anytime, or all the church fathers and any of the lives of the saints, when Satan appears to someone, he says, I will give it to you now. You just need to do this. He's the one that says, now it will happen. I will give you wealth now. I will give you strength now. I will give you money now. I will give you health now. I will give you power now. I will give you fortune now. I will give it to you now. And yet when we look in the Gospels and in the Bible, when God speaks, what does he say? He doesn't say, I'll give it to you now. He says the opposite. He says, I will give it to you. I will do this for you. I will provide for you. It's always in the future. God's promises are always in the future while Satan's promises are always in the present. He says very specifically, God, I will give you land. I will lead you from Egypt. I will raise you from the dead. He does not say, I'm going to do it now, but I will do it. Naturally, in the society and the world we live in, we don't like this. We live in a world that everything has to happen now. Instant gratification, as they say. We can't wait. We turn on our TV and it doesn't flip to the channel we want quick enough, or the computer we open up and it doesn't turn on quick enough, or our phones and it doesn't open as quickly as we want. We get mad and angry and upset. And it's literally half a second to a second. And yet God tells us, you have to wait years. You have to wait decades. You may not even see what I'm going to give you. But the day it comes, you will know. We don't like this. No Christian likes this. No human likes this. But this is the truth. And in our waiting for what God is going to give us and promise us, he teaches us wisdom, patience, and trust. There's a story of a very young boy who's standing in front of a church, and he's walking back and forth very anxiously. He's walking back and forth, and he's waiting, and he's waiting. And at that time, the priest sees this boy walking in front of the church, and he comes down and he says, what's going on? Why are you here, and why are you so anhanquist? Restless, anxious. And the boy says, I met God here yesterday. And God said that tomorrow, that is today, he's going to come and take me to a far off city. A city where all my dreams, all of my wants, all of my desires, all of my prayers are going to come true. And I'm waiting for him to come back so we can go together. At that time, an old rickety wagon comes up. And the driver of the wagon, an old man, is in there coming up, and he comes and he stands in front and he stops in front of the church and he says to the boy, let's go. I am the one that was sent to take you to the city. And the boy says, are you crazy? That wagon is so old and decrepit, it probably won't even make it to the city. And if it does make it to the city, it's going to take years probably to make it. It goes so slow. There's no way, if I sit in that, we are ever going to make it to where I want to go. And the driver says, I am an angel sent from God to take you there. Yes, it is old. Yes, it is rickety. And it may take years to get to where you need to go. But he also says, when you want your dreams and your prayers to quickly come to reality, God sees another plan. He has another way. And he usually uses that to teach you how to be patient, how to have wisdom, and most importantly, how to have trust in him. So often, dear faithful, so often, we want everything now, and we don't want to wait. And usually when we try to make things happen now, we screw them up even more. We mess it up, and we end up having to fix that and try and find a new way to fix something and get what we want. God tells us very specifically, wait. Wait for me. I will get you to where you need to go. But you need to trust me. You must listen to me. And in your trusting in me, there you will grow in wisdom and in patience. But if you try again to get everything you want now, you're not following what I want. You're following what Satan promises. And Satan promises everything now. Many of us know people, youth in particular, who are in their finals now. And they're studying and they're getting ready. End of the year is coming up. This next week we have diocesan assembly. And there is nothing more I pray for that it be over now. But I know if it is granted, that's Satan giving me it. And God says, it will be over. You have to wait. But it is my hope and my prayer that throughout this next week and throughout all of our lives, in these next weeks, months, and years, and decades for many of us, that we learn patience. We learn to trust in God. We learn to listen to Him and say, I don't know why you're making me wait, but I know at the end you're going to give me what I need. And it will be better than if I had gotten it back when I asked for it. This is my hope and my prayer. And on this day of Red Sunday, the day that we are called to remind ourselves the suffering we are going to endure as Christians, we remember this every day of our life, that we are to suffer, but through that suffering, life comes. Resurrection happens, and we will be brought to life again. And all that God has given us, as He says in the gospel today, the day will come when those who are in the tombs hear the voice of the Son of God and will come out and live again. And we too will have that happen.